anybody talk to that airplane today on 146-520 over Kentucky?
If you can call that work, and got back to the RV. And did you get a chance to talk to that guy on 146-520 that was flying in a Piper Cub? No, I'm sorry, Cessna over Kentucky today.
I thought I just heard somebody on there, but I wasn't sure.
On 146-520, and he was coming in all over, of course, because, you know, he was up 10,000 feet in the air and so forth. He had a great signal.
You know what they said about FM, height is everything. You can see him, you can talk to him. Once again, I'm headed up to the sports club to play some tennis. So, I tell you, it's been a nice day.
That day was a beautiful morning this morning. It was 47 degrees when I got up, and that felt real good.
Oh, you must be up in the mountains somewhere, because I think it was about 62 when I got up.
Yeah, I'm up in the Pisgah Mountains here, and it was a little bit cooler this morning than where you were.
Yeah, I remember one Saturday we left Greenville, and it was really nice, and we rode up to Mount Mitchell, and while we decided, you know, to get out and just walk around for a few minutes, and it started snowing.
That snow stuff, okay. I'm originally from Florida, so snow is not something I understand that well.
You've got a lot of company. There's a lot of people in Greenville that don't know how to drive in snow. A lot of people don't know how to drive. Let alone if the road's dry or not. But anyway, beyond that, I learned how to drive in the snow up at Morris Hill when I went to Morris Hill College. They had all these back roads, and they were used by the farmers, and they didn't pave them. They were dirt, and so they didn't get scraped because they weren't, you know, a state or county road. And so, you know, when it snowed, the snow would just stay on there for a long time, and I'd go up there and behind the college there and drive around on those roads and, you know, learn what I could do, what I couldn't do. And I had to get pulled out one time, but I had an old 63 Chevrolet, and thank goodness it was heavy and, yeah, it had real wheel drive. So, but anyway, it was a lot of fun.
Southwest Florida, and we don't have a lot of snow down there, and we got the worst drivers in the nation. Florida people can't drive even on a sunny day.
All right. Well, I've got a camera. Actually, it's a camera. It records not only the video but audio, and I have one for the rear too. It runs off the same camera on the front, and it's got a little SIM card in it, so you can record, and it just kind of loops. I don't know how often, but however often it has to. But like I say, your current video and audio will be on there. If you need to look at it.
My truck too, and you never know when you're gonna get in an accident from some stupid person pulling out in front of you.
Just, you know, a lot going on, and there's a lot of trash in the road. And one day, I got trashed him out of the back of a county vehicle that was hauling limbs and flew back and hit my car. And so, I was on 291. I couldn't get out. I didn't want to lose him, so I stopped beside him at a traffic light. I said, "Hey, one of your limbs hit my car." I said, "Let's go over here in the parking lot." It was at Cherrydale, and so he went over there, and we looked at it. It didn't have any damage. I mean, it did have some damage, but he just rubbed it off with his finger, and I said, "Okay, that's good enough for me."
And my wife was stopped at a stoplight in Port Charlotte, Florida, and a deputy sheriff ran into the back of her car, stopped at the stoplight, and, you know, she stopped, and he came around and said, he says, "How fast were you backing up when you backed into me?" She says, "Don't even start with me." He says, "No, ma'am, it was my fault."
Well, that's kind of like the highway patrolman that said, pulled this guy over, and it was the end of his shift. He said, "Well, you know what?" He said, "You know, this is the end of my shift," and he said, "I'll be off for the weekend, so you're my last stop. So if you can make me laugh," he said, I won't write you a ticket today." He said, "Well, I'll tell you, I'll be honest with you, officer." He said, "My wife ran off with a highway patrolman, and I thought maybe it was you, and you were bringing her back, so that's why I was speeding."
Yeah, I've done the same thing. fixing some dinner here. Good talking to you. If you hear me on, I'm usually on most of the time. Give me on. Give me a call. K-73 to get KM4. GLI is good after your final.
Hey, well, I'm coming up to Pelham Road, the intersection of Pelham Road and Haywood Road. This is the highest point in the city of Greenville. It's called Beacon Hill. So if you're down this way, check it out. Have a good meal, and thanks for the cue. So enjoyed it. 73's KB4 CPA Mobile.